It was all that was needed to break down the final walls of Joanna's reserve. Fresh tears started in her eyes, and she reached for her old cat, caressing her reassuringly.
"Lady Minu, Lady Minu," she whispered heartbrokenly through her tears. "How could she have done it? How could she have left me?"
Too wrapped up in her private misery, Joanna was not at first aware that Rylan had entered the room. Her hands clung to the now purring cat, and she pressed her damp face into its warm, glossy fur.
"Oh, Lady Minu!"
Then Rylan's hands gently smoothed across her shoulders, and she felt his lips against her hair.
"Don't cry, Joanna."
He knelt behind her, holding her against the solid bulk of his chest, folding her into his embrace, much as she had pulled her old cat into her own.
"I cannot bear it if you cry."
Somehow she was turned, and in the process Lady Minu slipped away. But Joanna had a new comforter now, one that was not tied to an unhappy past, but instead promised her a better future.
"You needn't speak of it," Rylan whispered as he cupped her face with one hand and pressed her close to his heart. "We'll leave here, and you'll never have to think of it again."
But the floodgates had been opened. As her tears spilled forth, so did the words and the hurt she'd bottled up for so long.
"Why did she leave me?"
she sobbed against his chest.
"Why did he have to hurt her that way?"
She felt Rylan's arms tighten and felt his lips moving in her hair.
"There's no understanding now what went on between your parents, love. 'Tis best resigned to the past."
Joanna gasped for breath and struggled for words.
He raped her."
She swallowed hard, then shuddered in horror at the memory.
"He had wanted a son, but he only got me."
"My God," he muttered.
Then he tilted her face up toward his.
"Don't ever fear such from me, Joanna. I want you, but only if you are willing. And I'll rejoice in our daughters as well as our sons."
His eyes locked with hers, searing her with the power of his feelings, and that gave her the courage to go on.